Good afternoon. A weak disturbance continues to make progress through our region today, producing mostly cloudy skies and occasional light snow flurries or snow showers. Accumulations will be minor or none at all, and generally less than a half inch. And any places that do see accumulation would be confined to the hills and mountains. Still, though, some flurries floating around for the balance of the afternoon, and the extensive cloud cover will keep temperatures from climbing too much today. Most everyone will be in the lower to mid-30s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and with energy still acting on some available moisture, we run the risk at a few light snow showers or flurries across the region, but again, accumulations will be minimal at best, and temperatures will drop back into the 20s. On Thursday, a little bit of energy still has to pass by, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds with a few flurries and highs in the lower to mid-30s once again. An Alberta Clipper will approach the region from the Great Lakes on Friday. Skies will become cloudy again, and there's a good chance at perhaps a short period of steadier light snow, which could coat the ground up to an inch or two in some spots. Again, the higher terrain will be favored here as highs reach into the lower 30s. Behind this Clipper, dry and colder, with mostly sunny skies staying in the 20s on Saturday before bouncing back into the upper 30s on Sunday as clouds start to roll in. Another disturbance will head in our direction for the early part of next week, but right now it looks mild enough that this will be in the form of rain showers on Monday as highs reach into the lower 40s. It'll stay in the 40s with a continuation of some rain showers on Tuesday. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, mostly cloudy, temperatures sliding back into the 30s, a few flurries in Boston, otherwise cloudy, with temperatures back through the 30s, and a few more rain and snow showers in Buffalo, with temperatures holding in the lower 30s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries or snow showers tomorrow with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with snow showers around tonight and lows in the middle to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers or flurries tomorrow and highs in the lower to mid 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries or snow showers tomorrow, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers around tomorrow, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for Friday, a chance of light snow, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny and breezy Saturday, mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, breezy in the upper 30s. A chance of rain and snow on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise milder and cloudy with highs in the lower to mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.